Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we are getting back to the basic. And the basic is Jesus. Always has been, is, and always will be Jesus. A relationship, a friendship, a conversation, a journey with Him. And in fact, when Paul says to his friends in Thessalonica, pray without ceasing, Paul is saying that's what it's about. It's about learning how to have a conversational relationship with Jesus, a friend, throughout the day. So that's what we're doing. We're getting up in the morning, we're opening up our Bibles, and we're looking at Scripture. We're praying, we're meditating, we're sometimes journaling, and we're just starting a talk with Jesus that then is going to last throughout the day. So welcome. It is Tuesday morning, and the title of the podcast this morning is Touched the Beer. Not B-E-E-R. Ironically, though, in this chapter, Luke chapter 7, verse 34, there is a saying about Jesus touching a beer, B-E-E-R, but that's another topic for another podcast. I know the curious ones of you are going to turn there and see what's going on, but again, another podcast, another topic. The title of this morning's podcast is Touched the Beer, B-I-E-R, which is a box where a recently deceased person would be laid prior to their burial. Touched the Beer. The question that I want us to wrestle with this morning for just a bit is, what are you grieving right now? What are you in pain about? Where are you experiencing loss? Maybe even to the degree that it hurts. You know, when we feel grief or pain or deep loss, it's almost an empty feeling. I mean, maybe we're missing an experience so bad it hurts. Maybe it's a person. Maybe someone that we've loved has died. Maybe we're not able to see the grandkids as much because we're being careful, or their family is being careful during this crazy pandemic season. Maybe it's an event. Maybe it's Sunday morning. A relationship. But how are we grieving? What are we missing? Where does it hurt? Where does it feel empty? And we don't like to talk about this. We don't even like to think about this. Because when we feel grief and hurt, especially at a deep level, we feel like we're alone. Sometimes we feel like the walls are caving in. It can be so heavy. It can be so hurtful. And what I want to do is I just want to go there with Jesus this morning. And sometimes we don't want to go there with Jesus. And we'll talk about that a little bit later this morning. But let's go there with Jesus. Let's bring that grief, that hurt, that pain at a deep level into the presence of Jesus as we enter into this story, because it's such a powerful, tender, incredible story about the heart of God that is revealed in Jesus. So Luke chapter 7, beginning in verse 11. Afterwards, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out. And this dead person was the only son of his mother, and she, the mother, was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When Jesus saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and he touched the bier where they were carrying him, and the bystanders stood by, and he said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." And the rest of the story, of course, is extraordinary. This young man, this boy, gets up, and everybody is filled with awe and praises God and says, "A miraculous prophet has arisen among us." And when we go to the story, and rightly so, we celebrate this miracle, this resuscitation, Jesus bringing this boy out of the clutches of death into life. But sometimes I think we miss what Luke is also putting in this incredible little narrative about raising this little boy from the dead. Because when Luke describes the woman, he says that this was the only son of this woman, and she was a widow. And in Israel, when you lose your only son, you fall out of the lineage, you fall out of the genealogy, you fall out of the history, you fall out of everything for an Israelite. And if you don't have a husband, there's no way to have another child to get back into the lineage, back into the, I mean, God made a provision in the law for women that suffered that kind of pain, but often that was not honored by the next of kin. That's a longer story. I digress. But this woman is in such significant pain, unimaginable pain. Those of you that have lost a child may be able to relate to this woman like nobody else can. I can't. I mean, the pain that this woman is going through, the heaviness, the difficulty, I can't imagine her pain. But honestly, I can't imagine your pain. You can't imagine my pain. All of our pain is unique to the story that we're experiencing. And whatever we're grieving, whatever, wherever it hurts, wherever it's empty and deep, it is so hard. And Jesus comes upon this woman, her only son is dead, and she's a widow. And verse 13 is extraordinary. When Jesus saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Woman, don't cry." Then Jesus does the unthinkable. He reaches out and he touches the bier where the dead corpse was. And in Jewish culture in the first century, there was nothing as unclean as a dead body. If you touched a dead body, you contracted uncleanness and you couldn't participate in the cult and the worship and so forth of Israel for certain days and certain times. I mean, uncleanness was a significant thing in Jewish culture, and Jesus reaches out into this woman's life, into this woman's pain, into this woman's experience of the heaviness of what she's going through, and he touches. His heart goes out to this woman. This is the revelation of God. And see, what happens, and one of the reasons why this story is so profound and so powerful is because when we enter pain, we often will say, "Why, God? Why did God do this? God, why are you doing this?" As if God is the cause of pain in our lives in order to teach us something. That is not the view of God that we have in Scripture. And we know that because we have the revelation of God in Jesus. Sometimes we're like, "God, don't you care? Where are you?" And sometimes we don't want to enter into the presence of God with our pain because we wonder if God cares. We wonder where God is. And here is what I want to say this morning, and I've been thinking about this. I'm so excited to say it, and we've read it in this passage. But if we want to know how God feels about us in pain, we have to look at how Jesus feels about people in pain. If we want to know how God responds to people in pain, we have to look at how Jesus responds to people in pain. And his heart went out to this woman. So think about what you're grieving, what is so painful, where you're feeling lost, where it's so heavy. Is it an experience that you're missing? A person? What is it? And if we're wondering how God feels about us in our pain and what he wants to do, let's look at Jesus. God's heart went out to this woman in Jesus. God touched this woman's life. God engaged. God is holding her. Jesus is carrying her. And that's what God does with us in the midst of our pain. He reaches out. His heart goes out. He touches. He wants to be with us in the midst of it. If you wonder where God is in the midst of your pain, he is right there. His heart is going out and he is reaching out and he is touching and carrying us in the midst of that pain. You see, the problem is sometimes we develop this view of God that we get from somewhere, and then we go to the Gospels and we're like, "Well, wait a minute, Jesus doesn't really fit this view of God, so much the worse for God." But what the Gospels are saying is hold the concept of God as a loose category and let Jesus fill that category with content. Jesus reveals who God is. If you are wondering how Jesus or how God feels about people in their pain, look at how Jesus approaches and feels about people in their pain. Because in Jesus, God allowed himself to be nailed down, pun intended, so that God could be known in and through Jesus. So let's let Jesus in. Let's lean into Jesus in our pain and our loss and our emptiness and our difficulty. Where is God in our pain? He is right here. His heart is going out to us. He is carrying us. He is touching us. And he is crying out that we would cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. So let's take a little bit of time this morning and let's just meditate. Let's relax and quiet ourselves in the midst of our pain, our grief, our loss. Let's bring it before the presence of Jesus and let's experience God's heart going out to us and God touching us and carrying us in the midst of that pain. And let's continue that throughout the day as we pray without ceasing and get back to the basic, which is the compassionate Jesus that never leaves us and never forsakes us in our pain. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.